Okay, it is 10 o'clock on March 13th, Wednesday, and this is the protest proceeding. We're going to handle two proposals this morning. The first one will be the Alpine Islands Reorganization. That reference number is RO1615. The second one will be for the County Service Area Number 135, Islands 2, 3, and 4 Reorganization, and that reference number is RO1620. So the purpose of the protest hearing is to allow for any protest to be submitted by registered voters or landowners within the proposal area. The commission has delegated the authority for conducting this protest proceeding to the executive officer. I am Robert Berry, chief analyst. Tamron Luckett, executive assistant, is also here with me. We have no attendees to the protest hearings at this time. We do have protest forms, forms to withdraw protest and speaker slips available if someone does come during these proceedings. At this time, we will open the protest hearing for the Alpine Islands Reorganization. Per Government Code 57050, I will summarize the Commission's resolution making determinations and then open the floor for any protest to be received. The first proposal is the Alpine Islands proposal. The summary of the ordering resolution is as follows. On November 3, 2016, the Alpine Fire Protection District filed a resolution of application with San Diego LAFCO requesting annexation of approximately 6,166 acres within their sphere of influence and concurrent sphere of influence amendments affecting 657 acres. Whereas on January 29, 2019, the County of San Diego, acting on behalf of CSA 135, approved the divestiture of its latent powers for fire protection and emergency medical services within the affected territory. And on that same day, it also approved a negotiated property tax exchange for the affected agencies. The Commission's executive officer reviewed the reorganization proposal, and at a hearing on February 4, 2019, the Commission did hear and consider all of the evidence and resolved the following. The Commission served as lead agency under the California Environmental Quality Act in considering two distinct projects, the Accommodating Sphere of Influence Amendment and the Alpine Islands Reorganization itself. The Commission determined that the Sphere of Influence Amendments qualify as a project but are exempt from environmental review per CEQA Guidelines Section 15061B3. This exemption applies because it can be seen with certainty that spheres are planning policies and amendments to them do not make any changes to the environment or authorize new services. Thus, there is no possibility that the activity may have a significant effect. The island's reorganization itself also qualifies as a project, but is exempt from environmental review under CEQA Guidelines Section 15320. This exemption appropriately applies given the affected territory is already located within an authorized fire protection and emergency service provider, and the proposed reorganization will not change the geographic area where services are authorized and exercised. The Commission approves the following sphere amendments. The Sphere of Influence Amendment for Alpine is amended in areas A and E to include the affected territory, as shown in Exhibit A, and the service-specific Sphere of Influence for Fire Protection and Emergency Medical Services of CSA 135 is amended to remove the affected territory in areas A through F, as also shown in Exhibit A. The Commission did approve written statements addressing the mandatory factors for any consideration anytime sphere of influences are adopted, amended, or updated, and the Commission approves the reorganization without modification as shown in Exhibit A with the following conditions: completion of a 30-day reconsideration period, receipt of confirmation by the County Assessor's Office of the maps and legal descriptions, and payment of any outstanding fees associated with processing the proposal. Following conditions apply upon and after the effective date. Upon and after the effective date, Alpine FPD shall be the successor to CSA 135 for the purpose of providing structural fire protection and emergency medical services and succeeding to all the rights, duties, and obligations with respect to the enforcement performance or payment of any outstanding bonds, including revenue bonds or other contracts and obligations within the territory previously included within CSA 135. Upon the effective date, all revenues and voter-approved special tax or special assessment revenues received or receivable shall be shared in accordance with the approved negotiated property tax exchange agreement. Approximately 271 registered voters reside in the territory, and the affected territory is therefore considered inhabited as defined in Government Code Section 56046. This was passed and adopted by the San Diego LAFCO on February 4th, 2019. That concludes the summary of the resolution. At this time, I'll call for any protest to be filed by registered voters or landowners within the proposal area. At this time, we have no protest to be filed. Therefore, I will close the hearing for the Alpine Islands reorganization. Having received no protest from registered voters or property owners within the proposal area. The second protest proceeding on our agenda is for the CSA Islands number 2, 3, and 4 reorganization. And at this time, I will open the protest hearing for that proposal and provide a summary of the ordering resolution as adopted by the commission. The County of San Diego, acting on behalf of Community Service Area of County Service Area number 135, has filed a resolution of application with LAFCO requesting approval for expansion of CSA 135's latent power area for fire protection and emergency medical services to include the majority of the approximate 20,861 acres comprising the affected territory, along with concurrent annexations of the remaining portions of the affected territory among four agencies, including Bonita Sunnyside Fire Protection District, Lakeside Fire Protection District, San Miguel Consolidated Fire Protection District, and Ramona Municipal Water District, along with concurrent sphere of influence amendments to include the designated portions of the affected territory. County represents and consulted with the subject agencies and all provide consent to the respective jurisdictional changes, have the financial resources to assume and provide proportional fire protection and emergency medical services in support of existing and planned uses within the affected territory. On January 29, 2019, the County of San Diego approved a negotiated property tax covering the affected territory and the subject agencies. The executive officer reviewed the island's proposal and presented a report to the commission at the February 4, 2019 hearing. Commission heard and fully considered all of the evidence and found and determined and ordered the following. Commission serves as lead agency under CEQA, considering two distinct projects, the sphere of influence amendments and the proposed reorganization itself. Sphere of influence amendments qualify as a project but are exempt from further review from guideline section 15061B3. This appropriately applies given it can be seen with a certainty. Spheres of influence are planning policies and amendments do not make changes to the environment or authorize any new uses or services. The reorganization itself also qualifies as a project under CEQA, but is exempt from further review under state CEQA guidelines section 15061B3. This exemption applies given it can be seen with a certainty the proposal will not have an adverse effect on the environment, given the underlying action is to formalize services already provided to the affected territory informally by the subject agencies through cooperative agreements. The Commission conditionally approves the following sphere of influence amendment: the service-specific sphere of influence for CSA 135, Bonita Sunnyside FPD, Lakeside FPD, San Miguel Consolidated FPD, and Ramona MWD are hereby amended to expand their authority to provide fire protection services to the affected territory, as shown in Exhibit A. Commission conditions the sphere of influence amendments on recordation of the proposal. The written statements addressing the mandatory factors are provided and have been considered, and the Commission conditionally approves the reorganization without modification or amendment. population in the affected territory is approximately 392. Thus, the affected territory is inhabited as defined in Code Section 54046. The commission is delegated the executive officer performing all conducting authority proceedings. The effective date shall be the date of recordation, and as allowed, the commission does allow the executive officer to make any non-substantive corrections to the resolution in case there are any technical considerations. This was adopted and passed unanimously by the commission on February 4th, 2019. That concludes the summary of the order of resolution for the CSA 135 Islands proposal. At this time, I will call for any protest to be submitted by registered voters or landowners. At this time, there are no landowners or registered voters attending the protest hearing, and I have received no written protest from landowners or registered voters within the affected territory. As such, I will close the protest hearing at this time. And that concludes our conducting authority proceedings. And this hearing is now adjourned at approximately 10:12 Wednesday, March 13th.